Everyone,
This is Marvelous Jambunculi, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are.
We're currently down one member.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
But that's okay. We don't need her anyway.
No, we don't.
No, we do.
No. Well, yeah, we do. Actually.
It's just like she's late again.
And that's again.
Again.
The girl's like never always. Really been late. And that's okay.
Yeah. Wait, she's what?
Late.
You said she's never being late?
She's never really late. She's been late like once.
Yeah, I just give her a really hard time for that one
the
time,
rest of
even
us
though
are
I'm
worse
constantly late.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
That
was
late
not today.
Mm-hmm against you. That was a mm-hmm against all of us.
No. Wait, we should turn up everyone's mic because I've heard from the reviews that keep coming in, you know, like New York Times, The Atlantic, The Post.
Oh, did you just read our new the new expose on us?
Yes. It was kind of biting, honestly.
Yeah, who
they said
it?
Isaac was really loud and everyone else was way too quiet.
We were radio station of the year, right, in Time magazine,
mm-hmm.
right? It was the Time magazine.
I mean, I remember doing the photo shoot for that.
Right. Well, I get confused because between that and the Vogue, like I just...
The Vogue.
They dedicated a whole year of Vogue issues to us.
We vogued on Vogue. Yeah.
Well,
still
yes.
Photos of us voguing.
No. It's like Harry Potter. They figured out a way to do
it just
like, the moving
it's not
images.
It's a flip book. I thought the entire Vogue magazine was just
book.
A flip book just of us.
Well,
wow, it's really
too.
Gone downhill at Vogue since What's
Your
Name
retired.
Yeah,
they don't have anything to
well,
talk
and
about.
In all legitimate, in all legitimate seriousness, holy redundancy. thank you. Anyways, The Anna Wintour's last edition was Timothy Chalamet bald in front of
so
a green
bad.
Screen. It was really
so bad.
And so, you know, maybe it is time, unless that's like a big, like screw you
reference.
Guys, like, which I don't get because I think she chose to leave, right? I don't know much details about.
I feel like it can't be a screw you guys because she was Vogue for so long.
Yeah, so I just am confused. I'm also a little bit distracted
Vogue
by this.
China has been doing so well. Did you guys see Vogue China's Olympic editorial?
Wait, no, but I want to see
it's
that.
Really good.
Wait, you should show that to us while we're... I'm also kind of distracted by the SpongeBob sunflower, which is really
that?
Well made,
too. Wait.
It's okay. we're looking.
Oh yes, yes. I
think
see
we've
it.
Talked
wow,
about
new.
This.
Is that new?
I think it is. We've talked about this before. I think, but
guys, we should probably stop talking about things in
they
the room.
Can't see.
No, yeah. I was going to explain. Okay. But we don't have to.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Anyway, in the studio, I think we talked about this before, but it's covered in graffiti, and it's at this point it's encouraged that everyone. I mean, I made a drawing of our mascot, the
homunculus. If anyone knows
homunculus.
What a homunculus is.
Yeah, if not, look it up.
If not, don't, actually.
No, I think you should.
Yeah, it'll scar you, but it's good. It's character building.
Okay, so, Isaac, we can just hear you kind of mouthing it.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, I don't really know what you're saying.
It's a psychology thing. Like, if you take any psych class, you're going to end up learning about a homunculus at some point. This is an educational radio station.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, but, you know.
Anyways.
That was just Don't Smile by Sabrina Carpenter.
Great song.
We
Great
didn't
song.
Really have a theme this week, but if you can figure out a theme, please let us know.
Please let us know, and we'll say it before the end of it. Ideally, tell us before
the
end of the show,
the chat.
And we will have a theme by the time we yes. wrap up.
That's your job as listeners.
Yes. What
also,
is our
shout
theme?
Out to my parents and my Uncle Tony, who are listening. Hi, guys.
Hi, Uncle Tony.
And my parents.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, yeah, no, I have met your parents. Yeah. It's just... Yeah, no, hi to Caden's parents, too.
Thank you.
Hi, Caden's parents and Tony.
Anthony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to get back into music?
I think we probably should. Yeah. What's up next?
All right, up next is Glory of the Snow by Claro, then Falling Apart by Slowpoke.
Great
and then
song.
Trying on Shoes by Tate McRae.
Oh,
and
great song.
We might be back after that, and if not,
then
you'll
just
know.
Keep on listening to the music.
Just figure it out.
Go
just
with
vibe
the flow.
It out.
Yeah. You know, it's not our job to know what we're gonna do.
We figure that out in the moment.
Oh yeah, it's definitely vibes based when we decide which song we decide to start talking again after.
Honestly, it really is. Or it's just like, oh shoot, we missed our mark.
Yeah, and then we just let another
like,
song.
Like we need to do the PSA now.
Yeah. It usually is based around when we have to do the PSA.
It's true. Okay. It's true.
Little insight into our brain there. Our collective brain.
A little, I mean, honestly, yes.
At this point.
We spend so much time together. But a little industry insider moment.
Yeah. This is the real bit, like the real deal, the big scoop.
Oh, it is. We know you're all very interested.
Yeah, you've been waiting to hear that
And if you want to learn more, read our new profile in Vogue, China.
It's a flip book.
Yeah. Anna Wintour came back to China to do our...
Just for us.
Just for us, to do our profile.
And we're really excited.
Especially to our huge audience out in Beijing.
Yay. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yes.
And on that note.
On that note, this is Glory of the Snow by Claro. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Enjoy.
I can feel there's something in the between. I
Chatting.
Okay. Hi guys, we're back.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
We'd like to give
to the studio
a little shout out to our patrons.
A shout out to
Tessa, Gliz, Yyla.
Our most loyal fans and supporters
and patrons.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. Well, our most loyal ones outside in the U.S. in the continental U.S.
outside of Beijing, in particular.
Yes, it's true.
Hey guys.
Addie's back.
Yeah, everyone say hi to Addie.
I was listening to the stream, by the way, guys.
Aww. The stream?
Audio levels sounded good.
Wait, really?
Beautiful. We turned them up pretty high.
Whoa.
So
yeah,
they sound good. They don't look good.
No, they look really bad.
But I think that's wrong.
I think someone messed up the setting up the board.
But that's like we're just going to be grateful that we're back in here. Actually, we're just going
to
be
grateful. I have no idea. Good to be here though.
I was getting updates from my parents and they were saying that it was like working out. So
yeah, and we have some loyal listeners this time. Yeah. We already introduced all those songs, yeah?
Well, we introduced up to what we just played.
Yeah.
Yes, and in case you're just tuning in, that was Trying on Shoes, Tate McRae.
Mm-hmm. Great song, added by me.
Great, better shoes.
Did you put in Cherry
Yeah, need some new shoes.
Isaac, oh,
yeah.
But I was thinking about it. I've just played it on a bunch of
It was in
songs.
Our last playlist, and I don't think we got to it.
Wait,
and
what?
I saw it, and I was like, maybe I should cue it again. And then I was like,
Cherry
Colored Funk. Played it
no, there's like kind of a list of songs that are in Purgatory that get that have been added
to the bottom.
To the bottom, but never get played.
I think we need to delete the last songs of the playlist, whatever we don't get.
Oh, I've been doing that.
I think we should
for me.
I think we should do an episode of just songs we didn't get to.
Purgatory
We have so many.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's also like weird to requeue them because you don't want to seem like you're out of ideas.
Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid that it actually did play.
And yeah, I'm always a little unclear on my.
Wait, am I the only one who's like, if we replay it?
Yeah, but I also don't want to. I don't want to replay it when it's like close enough to the last time it was almost played because it's. Yeah. I mean, I've recycled. I think Crown I've played before in a really old playlist.
I think I've definitely played 1901 before.
And you know what? That's okay. That's okay.
I was saying,
guys,
I can't lie.
I'm still on new songs. I don't know, guys.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
I guess you're just better than all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
But I was
saying that's why Tessa only gave me a shout out.
I was saying we should turn
she
up.
She gave you a shout out in the car. Owen,
I want you to say what you were going to say.
Let's go ahead.
Just picture us
making
really intense eye contact in the studio.
No. They were hand they on can shoulder. They can finish what they were saying. It's not.
Okay, well, he can talk now.
Wait, no, what were
go
you going to say?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't that interesting.
Go ahead.
I was just saying earlier we should turn up the monitor because I was realizing last time we don't really listen to
the music we play
when we play them.
Yeah.
The speakers are so good in here. Like, we need to be taking
it. No, it's really, like, yeah, good sound setup.
Special. Okay,
unsurprisingly,
what are the next few? Thank you for queuing, Owen.
Also,
the next
Owen,
few
I switched out the Wet Dreams for the different cover.
Okay,
for
wait,
back
I'll wait. Yeah. Can, okay. Oh, we have time for that.
Yeah.
Wait, you can play that. I just
wanted to go back to that.
Okay.
Next up is Lonely Touch by Sarah Kingsley, then 1901 by Phoenix, then Cherry Colored Funk by the Cockatoo Twins. I can never say their name.
Cockatoo Twins.
Is it that?
It's Cockatoo. I thought
it's like a bird. Like the cockatoo.
Wait, but
like
that's not
how
you
say
cockatoo. It's like missing.
People said that was wrong.
Oh, I just always, I don't know how the bird's spelled. I always said cockatoo because it's like the bird.
I have no idea. Hang on. Let me see if I can.
Wait, I love all of their music, but I've just always called them the Cockatoo Twins.
Well, they're also just someone that I don't talk about. Them, you know, they're a band that like
oh, they come
I never
up
say
daily conversation
well,
for me.
I know.
Okay, because
you recycle the same conversation.
It would be really embarrassing.
Cocktail.
Yes,
yeah,
I was right.
That's what I because
no,
it's
that's
missing,
embarrassing.
But it's missing that. It's missing a syllable for you to.
Why
sorry,
no
sounding
one,
so judgy.
Why did
it's
no one tell me that
syllable.
After before I introduced them at the Grammys? This is really late,
yeah, guys.
Guys.
In case you didn't know, they were at the Grammys, and also Isaac was the announcer.
No, yeah. Sorry, that was the Shammies, the like the knockoff Grammys, but it was like four.
No, the only thing that was a sham about it was me saying their name wrong.
I think Kid Rock performed at yours too, so I think yours was a little bit.
Let's not dock on Kid Rock.
I'm sorry, not. Kid Rock. Wait, no, what's his name?
Kid. No, I think you're thinking of Kid Rock.
Yeah, the white supremacist.
Oh, okay, so I thought you meant Kids Bop.
Wait,
no,
what?
Not Kids
okay.
Bop.
So I was thinking
I think,
Kids
I think
Bop.
The topic of Random Ground needs to be discussed off air.
Yes,
but
I agree,
did just
guys.
See a video of him show up on my For You page recently, and it needs to be talked about because it's like really
okay.
important.
Wait, I think
those
that's not.
Who are curious
I think that's.
And don't want to discuss
okay,
it on
okay,
air,
okay, okay,
then
okay.
come and find me and we can talk about it because I just don't want to. I don't want to
yes.
have to log politics.
Yeah.
So.
No, this is not a political channel.
Record,
this is not a political radio station.
Kids Bop. Oh, instead of Kid Rock.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
We
all
should
right.
play some Kids Bop. Okay, anyway. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No.
To recount, Lonely
we're
Touch by
that.
Sarah Kingsley, 1901 by Phoenix, Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins, and then Dust by Snuggle, and then, actually, no, we're not going to get through all those. We'll see you when we see you for the PSA.
Yeah.
Yay.
And we will get Isaac to the health center before our next thing, so he's not coughing into the
we're
microphone.
We're so determined. This is
going to
happen. Okay.
Right, Isaac?
Yay.
See, Addy missed what I was saying earlier, and now you see what happens. This is what I mean.
Okay,
this is
guys,
what I
we'll
have
be back.
To
do. Bye-bye.
Lonely touch.
so ironic. I feel enough to know what is coming. Lonely sun, somehow still running. You're so in love, you could vomit.
Okay. Hello, welcome guys.
Back all.
We're back for PSA. Oh, wait. So that was just Lonely Touch by Sarah Kingsley in 1901 by Phoenix. Addie's cue, then my cue. So.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I was really far away from the mic. I had to, like, lean in really close to say that. It's a really special time.
It is PSA time, specifically space heater safety tips time. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty. Sorry, Addie's messing with the headphones.
Oh, is it yours?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Let me start again. Space heaters can be a very effective form of a supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a low temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable space heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yay!
Good job.
To Owen and Isaac for locking in and fixing my headphones.
Oh, yes, of course. Anything for you.
It's difficult. It's just difficult.
It's hard to follow up a PSA sometimes.
Like, a little bit.
It's difficult for me to actively, like, try and censor my humor when we're on air, you know?
Mm. Oh.
Because I would have taken that and just run with it.
What?
I can't. Anything for you.
Wow. All right. I feel very uneducated on what people are talking about right now, so I'm sure I'll learn later.
People being me.
People being the world. People being our listeners in Beijing.
Yeah. People all over the world.
People all over the world.
What time is it in Beijing?
We also have a big amount of people tune in from the ISS. That's one of our
big amount.
Yeah,
a big amount.
Oh my gosh, guys. It's Sunday at 7:30 a.m. in Beijing, which is basically, it was our radio time last semester.
Wait, that's so
why we have such a big following in Beijing.
Wait, that's kind of beautiful.
That's kind of,
yes,
that's lovely.
For all the Sunday rush, early morning Sunday rush. Yes. But yeah, could someone else jump in?
With some stuff to say, please. Yeah.
Well, Addie just, the song 1901 that just played, Addie was saying, was on one of her old playlists, and it's been on a rotation in my playlist recently.
And also,
in the past, but I've been loving that one as of late.
That is good. Does anyone have any stories of things that happened in your life in 1901?
Yeah. So when, in 1901, I was, working at a printing company. I was a secretary, but I was trying to work my way up, because I was hoping...
Secretary at a printing company? You're, like, running yourself out of a job.
No, but I was running a lot. Then I slowly worked my way up, and then I became the head of the printing company, and...
Wow, that's beautiful.
And then that's how I became the head of the New York Times briefly.
Briefly,
only in 1901.
Right, and then they were like,
"Don't fact check when the New York Times started because I don't know."
It was before that. It was before.
It was
that.
Definitely before that.
Yeah, and I knew that.
Yeah, no,
because
it definitely
you were
was.
You were the head of
briefly.
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 And then I got kicked out because there was
a
big scandal.
It was a couple hours.
I was embezzling, but you know,
right from the New York Times.
Yeah.
It was a big story on everyone else's headlines.
Yeah, the New York Times kind of buried it. They didn't really want to talk about it.
It started in 1851.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again. It started in the Yellow Papers. 1851. Yeah, I knew that.
So how old were you?
Same year as Tufts, guys.
It was started for him when he was born. The first edition of the New York Times was Owen is born.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they were very confused as to which Owen.
All they did... Just Owen. The New York Times was like one of the original... you know those accounts that like moms run for their kids?
Yeah.
Where it's like the original one of those. It was just like a vlog channel of Owen's life as he was growing up. Until they got bored of that. And then,
which was very fast.
Which was very fast.
And then the reason he became the head for a very brief time was because he was jealous and he wanted his spotlight back.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eight hours of glory.
The embezzling was actually him just trying to get his rightfully deserved money.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Right. I like that.
I'm glad you liked that.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you guys like when we were just like fill time and I just went, in 1901?
Yes, I did.
Well, you were asked what happened in 1901, to be fair. Anyway. Yeah. Songs?
Songs.
Back to songs.
Let's go song.
Are we back to songs? Okay. Next up is Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins, and then Dust by Snuggle, then also Wet Dream by Wet Leg, and then Strangers by Ethel Kane.
This is a great four songs.
Solid four songs.
Four.
Yeah. We're going to run these four without talking.
For Wet Leg.
Yeah. Thank you, Isaac's mom. I'm seeing them in June.
I know.
Stop.
Of course you are.
Stop.
Guys,
stop.
Guys, couple.
That's all I have.
I don't like this game anymore.
Okay, none of you guys can complain. None of you live in St. Louis, Missouri. So people are coming. Actually,
What does that have to do with
Hello? No, because we get concerts.
No one is.
Do you not get concerts?
Yeah.
No one's. Rarely is anyone.
9 months out of the year, you're here.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they have concerts here.
Yeah.
I don't see you taking advantage of that.
Whoa. Actually.
I put Owen on. We'll talk about this off air because I'm going to invite you guys.
Song time.
Enjoy all.
Have fun with the music. Up. Bye, guys.
Flames, I precious.
Considered my
I try to be good. Am I no good? Am I no good? Am I no good? With my memory restricted to a Polaroid in evidence, I just wanted to be yours. Can I be yours? Can I?
Hello.
Hello, all.
We were just reordering some songs so that we don't send y'all out on a kind of sad note.
Yeah.
So. Even though we have to, at least me and Isaac are locking in tonight, which is kind of a sad note.
I know. It is. So much work.
Yeah.
The point of being at college if I have to do all this work.
I know. We came here to just hang out. Like,
I came just to learn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Addie came here to do work. She's giving us a dirty look right now.
No, I'm just the thinker. I was trying to cook up a joke. You guys, it's so hard because it's funny.
Wow.
I'm clearly not this funny as she's able to think of a joke.
Do you know how, like, a lot of calories go into, like, the mental process? It goes, like, our brain uses a lot of calories for, like...
Calories.
Oh, my God. I feel like someone does not have a lot of calories going to their brain.
Well, I have plenty of cows going to my brain, makes it better.
My brain consumes so many extra calories because, like, I'm constantly trying to come up with jokes.
Yeah, you have to try really hard. I mean, it comes naturally to the rest of us, but she has to try really.
I have all these calories for my brain. People just don't understand. I was trying to cook up a joke, and that's why I went quiet.
And that's okay. Right.
I was thinking, though, like, I did kind of choose Tufts because of its vibe.
Yeah, so.
that's the only reason anyone picks any college. They're all the same.
The only difference between any college.
Or like a program.
Pro tip to our many listeners in high school who are only listen to for college tips and application.
Yeah, they listen for an educational.
We do our segment once a month on how to get into college.
Yeah.
Because we're all experts.
Yeah.
Well,
because we did it.
The marvelously intelligent Jim McCullough segment.
In, yeah, exactly.
I've gotten into college.
I'm in college, so obviously you can too. But cool.
And with that intelligence, you know he knows what he's
that's
talking
our
about.
So, but I our pro it, tip so for everyone is that it doesn't matter. All of those why this school essays, they don't mean anything because there's no reason. It's all vibes. For your short response, just write vibes.
Write
the word vibes 20 times. Once,
okay,
until
so short
you get the
response
word
is usually
gap.
More than 20 words.
Whatever the minimum is.
100? Like 150.
The Tufts admission officer is listening to this right now and just like crying into their computer.
Yeah, well, we also have a really big listening base of Tufts admissions officers.
The entire Tufts admissions office.
Yeah, okay. They're actually over in the corner right
there.
Wait, I also want to...
Oh, yeah. Wait, I wanted to shout out, Alana is tuning in. She also said, stop the Owen hate. It was a little while ago.
Sorry, Alana.
But hi, Alana. Anyways.
A little late for that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It happens.
The focus...
I forgot to turn it off.
Yeah.
Shout out to Caden for texting and being live on air at the same
time.
I'm doing
multitasker.
Multitasker.
Yes.
And being on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys,
wow. Caden on the board.
In three.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
Yeah, so we have a great queue and we're going to try to get through as many as we can.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to play them all as we're kind of leaving and then we'll leave you with Rivendell. So maybe we do the.
Someone didn't turn their computer on Do Not Disturb.
I don't know what that was. We're on Do Not Disturb. Anyway, should we just do the little the thing now?
Oh, is it?
Sure.
Our little.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in case anyone was curious, any new listeners, I know most of the world listens at this point, but in case anyone's new, this is The Marvelous Jumbunculi. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope you had a great hour.
Yeah. So our last three songs are Crown by Billy Martin, Take a Walk by Passion Pit, and One of Your Girls by Troye Sivan. And we
Good
will see
end
you
on.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. She drinks my blood.
this, make it seem like it's been ages. And tomorrow's sun, we're building a scrapey sky. I love this country dearly, I can feel the ladder clearly, but I never thought I'd be alone to try. Once I was outside Penn Station, selling red and white carnations, we were still alone, my wife and I. Before we met, we saved my money, brought my dear wife over. Now I work to bring my family stateside. Put off the boat, they stayed a while, then scattered across the coast. Once a year, I'll see them for a week or so at most. I should go up. That times could be much worse. My wife won't ask me questions, there's not so much to ask, and she'll never flaunt around an empty purse. Once my mind was locking just to stay a couple nights, and decided she would stay the rest of her life. I watch my little children play some board game in the kitchen, and I sit strife. But then my partner called to say the pension funds were gone. He made some bad investments, now the accounts are overdrawn. I took a walk.
Equal.